Castro family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal-Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
America, welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 313-9443. Now, getting over to Libya, apparently the Libyan people are just as fed up with their new U.S.-approved puppet junta as the people in eastern Ukraine or Iraq or Afghanistan or any of these other countries the U.S. has conquered, overtly and covertly, and apparently they're gaining grounds along the Libyan coastline, and apparently there is this Libyan military base. It's 27 kilometers west of Tripoli, and it was supposed to be this secret training base in Libya. It is now under the control of the Libyan people, who are working to oust this puppet regime that they have installed over there. So this whole conquer the world and shackle them to the dollar scam is breaking down. And remember, that's what the reason for the invasion of Libya was all about. Gaddafi set up a state central bank to manage the economy, to make the public currency a public utility. Then he created a new value-based currency, the gold dinar, which was going to circulate through Libya without accruing interest to private bankers. And then the final unforgivable insult. Gaddafi announced to the world that Libya's oil was for sale, but only for the gold dinar. So other countries were going to have to come to Libya and bring them products and agricultural produce and get gold dinars that way in order to use those gold dinars to buy Libya's oil. And of course, that was a complete threat to the petrodollar deal, and that's the real reason the U.S. invaded Libya. Not too far removed from why the U.S. invaded Iraq. Saddam Hussein had gotten permission from the United Nations in 2002 to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. 1 year later, U.S. invades, they lynch Saddam Hussein, Iraq's oil's back on the world market, but only for the U.S. dollar. It's all about the money. So when those military recruiters come over and talk to your children about how glorious war is and how we're fighting evil and we're the global force for good, you can tell those recruiters bull biscuits. Because you know better. This is all about bankers, all about banking, all about money. This whole world war is an argument written in blood over just whose particular brand of ink and paper the world will use for the next century. Obama, who is off on his Asian pivot tour right now, has declared that the U.S. will defend Japan if China seizes the Senkaku Islands. So he's already rattling the sabers with China. And, hey, Mr. Obama, if you want to go have war with China, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. We ran out of the desert camo, but here's a bright day-glow orange jumpsuit from one of the CIA torture centers. Watch your head climbing into that transport, and we'll call Beijing and tell them that you are on your way to kick their butts all by yourself. But we, the American people, have had enough of all these wars created out of thin air, in this argument over whether the dollar, the yuan, or the ruble will dominate the world. Getting over to Israel and Palestine, some interesting developments over there. Pretty much everybody understands that John Kerry's attempts to create the illusion of an impartial and objective arbiter of the debate it's pretty much collapsed here. It's a charade. And there's an article over in Asia Times basically saying the U.S. was trying to hand Palestine a loaded deck, meaning to set it up to fail, which is basically what happened. The U.S. is not a third party at all. It has always firmly been in the Israeli camp. And they go into Palestine and say, well, look, we're objective and independent, and we think you ought to do what Israel tells you to do. Now, remember, Abbas has issued a warning that if the current peace talks do not achieve substantive agreements for Palestine, that he's just going to disband the Palestinian Authority and say, well, we're out of here. We can't accomplish anything. Israel has now responded by canceling the peace talks. And they're citing as their reason the fact that Hamas and Fatah have had a bit of a rapprochement. Remember, Israel has a long history of setting up phony opposition groups in Palestine. So there's always two political groups claiming power. So that Israel could always say, we can't have peace talks with Palestine. We don't know who's really in charge. When Yasser Arafat and the PLO were the government, Israel actually set up the original Hamas using Shin Bet. Then the PLO collapsed. Yasser Arafat was assassinated. And Hamas started saying, whoa, we really are the government of Palestine. And they started acting like one. They won the elections in Gaza. So if Fatah and Hamas have made an agreement, they now have a unified government for all of Palestine, which will be the de facto government of Palestine if Abbas carries out his threat to close the Palestinian Authority. And so inevitably, and we've seen this pattern before, two rockets were fired out of Gaza towards Israel. One of them didn't even make it over the fence. The other one hit some dirt. And Israel's denouncing Gaza terrorists. We've seen this false flag before. This is a pattern we've come to know and loathe for years. Israeli agent provocateurs fire some of these bottle rockets into the dirt of Israel, and Israel can now be counted on to uncork a major military offensive against Gaza. I guarantee you, by tomorrow we're going to be hearing about airstrikes and rocket attacks and tanks on the ground, because they keep pulling the same trick over and over and over again. Meanwhile, over at the EDL, Abe Foxman is out there screaming about the U.S. reluctance to put Israel on the visa waiver program, because a lot of voices within America's intelligence community are saying it's an open door for Israeli spying. And yeah, they are. Remember, in the weeks before 9/11, the U.S. government uncovered the largest foreign spy ring operating in the United States in all of U.S. history, operating for Israel. Three of those dancing Israelis who were cheering and clapping as the World Trade Towers collapsed turned out to be Mossad agents. And so the intelligence community is saying, we ought to be careful who we let in. The Israelis ought to go through the visa process so we can see who's coming and going and who they might be. And, of course, Abe Foxman is out there saying, you know, anyone saying that the Israel spies should not come and go freely as they wished, you're just being a Jew-hating, Hitler-lover, anti-Semite who wants Jewish babies murdered in their sleep. That's really his entire argument, that anybody who is objecting to Israeli spies coming and going through the border without any control at all is just being anti-Semitic. It's amazing here. Meanwhile, Israel has succeeded in at least psychologically taking control of the Temple Mount and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, they've built this new structure called the Kedam Complex, and it's ostensibly a visitor center, which has now become pretty much the only way people can come and go into the Temple Mount area. But, of course, this complex is entirely decorated, and all the displays are all about Israel's point of view about everything. And there was this article over in Sabah.biz basically saying that anybody entering the Temple Mount is going to leave thinking it's Israeli territory, that there's no way that they can know they're actually in Palestinian territory when they're up there, based on all the displays and wall decorations. All right, now let's get over to the Bundy Ranch here, because there's been some interesting developments over there. There's a former BLM employee who's given a video interview talking about the corruption behind the seizure of the Bundy Ranch lands and the Bundy Ranch. And it's all about money. Harry Reid's money. Now, there's been another revelation. It seems that over in Nevada, there's a little corporation called Reid Bunkerville LLC. And apparently, Reid Bunkerville LLC already owns most of the land around the Bundy Ranch. But gosh darn it, that Bundy Ranch is just a big hole in that real estate parcel, and you can't develop that parcel while there's that one holdout private landowner there, and he's just got to go. And that seems to be a big part of why Bundy's ranch and his cattle were being targeted. It's all about the money. It's all about greed and corruption. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking about the Bundy Ranch, and as is to be expected, the prostitutes and whore respondents in the corporate media are out there towing the official government line on the conflict over the Bundy land. Chris Hayes is out there calling anybody who supports Clive and Bundy as an insurgent. Real Americans accept the corruption. Real Americans will do as they're told. Anybody fighting for their constitutional rights, you're terrorists and insurgents and militants. Kind of the same thing that we're seeing in all those other countries that are trying to throw out their corrupt U.S. puppet regimes here. Meanwhile, the junior senator from Nevada, Dean Heller, is calling for hearings regarding what was driving the Bureau of Land Management policy regarding the Bundy Ranch. And it looks like the junior senator from Nevada is seeing an opportunity to become the senior senator from Nevada. And I wish him luck. Anyway, down in Texas, they're standing on their 10th Amendment rights, that the government has exceeded its lawful constitutional authority. And we're seeing states all across the United States telling the government, you don't have any business here, you don't have any right to be here, you're violating the Constitution, you're violating state law and federal law, get out. So it's basically coming down to the federal government these days is governing the nation by saying, we've got all the guns, you do what we tell you to do. Now, is that the nation you want to live in? And more importantly, is that the kind of nation you want your children and grandchildren to grow up in? Where you have a government that's got all the guns, and it simply says, do what we tell you, or else. Now, in the middle of all this conflict in Ukraine and sanctions against Russia, China has positioned itself as kind of an economic cutout. A lot of commerce that used to go directly in and out of Russia is now going in and out of Russia through China. China's getting a piece of the action. They're doing very well off these U.S. sanctions. And it basically tells us the sanctions aren't working. They're certainly harming the United States. They're certainly harming Europe. But Russia's doing business as usual, and it is driving China and Russia closer together, which means if the U.S. starts a war with Russia, they could very easily find themselves at war with China as well. And that is definitely unwinnable from the United States point of view. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Renee in North Carolina. Aloha, Renee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the double standards in our culture are so, like, automatic and unconscious. People don't even realize they're doing it. And, you know, the religious example is actually one of the easiest to demonstrate this fact. If somebody has a disagreement with somebody and it's an ally of theirs, what are they going to say? Oh, well, everybody makes mistakes, and God forgives you. If it's somebody on the other side, somebody they disagree with, you're going to burn in hell. The thing is, this is what's going on with what we face today, too. If, you know, some relative of the Bureau of Land Management or you know, anybody that has relatives or friends that do some of these jobs in government that hurt people, they'll go, or they make excuses. Well, they're brainwashed, and, you know, they don't know, and, you know, they have to earn a living. What is it they tell us? They tell us, if I break a law that I didn't even know was a law, which is humanly impossible because even the people passing the laws don't know them and they could fill a superdome. You're holding me accountable for something that's humanly impossible, but the first words out of their mouth are going to be, well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So I'm really tired of all these apologists. For all these people that have these jobs, because you know what? Before you go out and take a job that destroys other people's jobs, I believe you should know what's going on. These people at the Bureau of Land Management, they should know about the article that you just read about that whole, the Bundy land being kind of in the middle of it. And people jump to defend their own perpetrators, yes men and overseers.
Well, Renee, there's two issues that overlap here. First of all, we know from a media interview of one of the BLM rangers before the government clamped down and said nobody in the BLM can talk to anybody in the media, that the BLM rangers who were brought into the Bundy Ranch, they weren't happy that they were there. They didn't see it as really what they had joined the BLM to do, and they were quite frankly ashamed. But, you know, they're paid very well. To be the government's lackeys.
Well, if you're a whore.
Okay, the other issue is that there are still a lot of Americans who are in complete denial about what's going on, because we're all raised to believe that we are good, moral, decent people. We like to watch TV and movie shows about heroic people standing up to corruption and saying, I'm like that. I would stand up to government corruption, and I would take a stand and I would be a hero. But when people are actually confronted with evidence that their government has gone wrong, then they have to face a choice. Because to actually do something about the government gone wrong, you're taking some serious risks. You can have your career blacklisted. Even worse things can happen to you. And a lot of people don't want to do that. But they don't want to admit that they're not decent, heroic people. So they gratefully grasp any government propaganda to their chests so they can go on saying, I'm a decent, heroic human being who would stand for, you know, what is right and just, but I just don't see a reason to have to do it now. And that's why most propaganda really isn't created to fool critical analysis. It's just there to give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to think about what's going on. And again, you know, most people don't even have the courage to ask that question about what to do when you find out that your government is acting wrongly. And those people are the fodder and the support for successful propaganda campaigns.
Oh, and we are in agreement. It's a lack of courage. People want to identify themselves with the white hats and the good guys because, you know, although they're so quick to look at the faults on the other side, they don't like shining that light on themselves. But, you know, denial is just a kind of a soft word for I lie to myself. And so the thing is, you know, at what point, you know, I understand a lot of these things, but what I'm afraid of is continually to soft pedal and let people off the hook for this somehow allows it to continue.
Well, remember, you know? There's something you need to remember about all humanity. All people want to think they're a good guy. They're mm-hmm. always a good guy in their own eyes. Even Harry Reid thinks he's the good guy here. And they just craft, you know, a whole mess of lies like, you know, whatever imaginary playmate in the sky they're praying to wants them to have all the wealth. And I'm playing by the rules, or at least the rules I've picked that allow me to take money and land away from other people. Nobody's going to look in a mirror and say, I'm the villain, I'm the bad guy. You know, with apologies to Shakespeare and the opening monologue from Richard III. Nobody thinks they're the bad guy. They're always willing to lie to themselves and say, I'm the good guy for taking things away from other people. It's necessary for national security. I have to torture people, and on and on and on. And, you know, it is incredibly difficult to convince these people that their imagined self-image of being good people while they do these bad things is false. And inevitably, that's why, unfortunately, sadly, physical conflict comes around, because very often it's going to turn out to be easier to kill such people rather than get them to change their mind about the morality of what they're doing.
We are in agreement, but that's why, like I say, I want to discuss this issue, because people need to be made unconscious, because this is really a part of our culture almost that we are raised on from practically infancy, this double standard where we don't see it.
It's not just our culture, it's human nature. It affects the entire globe. Renee, got to let you go here. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take a phone call, a final note about what's going on over at the Bundy Ranch. This is a story that appeared over in 8 News Now, where the militia groups who are still stationed around the Bundy Ranch are expressing concern that some of the patriots that have just shown up more recently could very well be undercover federal agents to spy on them and to act as agent provocateurs. We know that there's a massing of federal agents down in Las Vegas, an estimated 150. They're currently having a wild time there in the casinos and the topless bars and the rest of it, but they're obviously there for a reason. Now, the only way the United States can go into the Bundy Ranch in force is if they stage some kind of an incident as their justification. Now, remember all the way back at Kent State during the Vietnam era, where the National Guard shot and killed a bunch of protesting students. How dare you stand up to the war machine? And the official story was that somebody among the students had fired at the National Guard first, and that allowed the National Guard to basically uncork on all these kids. And then it came out years later that the first shot had been fired by an undercover FBI informant just using a starter pistol. Didn't even have to aim it at anybody. And the National Guard were waiting for that first shot, and then they opened up on those students, and could very easily happen at the Bundy Ranch. Oh, we had to kill them all. They were shooting at us. And if you go back and you look at the history of government action at Waco or Ruby Ridge, you will understand that we are dealing with a government that thinks it should be obeyed, it should get its way, because it's got the guns and the willingness to kill the American people. So these militias that are around the Bundy Ranch, they're already concerned that there's a rat in the ranks, and I would say that's going to be a given. Every protest that I've gone to here locally in Hawaii, the organizers are handing out pamphlets, how to spot the undercover FBI informants and the agent provocateurs. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Aaron in Texas, aloha. Aaron, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I know that you're always against Biden revolutions and stuff like that, so I have a suggestion. What if everybody just stopped paying your taxes at the same time? How would that work out for the government? I mean, I know they use their own taxes against us to buy their own weapons and bullets and everything against us and to feed Israel, but what if everybody just stopped paying their taxes?
If everybody stopped paying their taxes at the same time, if everybody closed their savings account at the same time, if everybody liquidated their stock portfolio at the same time, yeah, the whole system would come crashing down. The U.S. government basically operates on the idea that only a few people are going to stop paying taxes at a time, although I understand from a source that used to work for the Internal Revenue Service that tax noncompliance is actually epidemic in this country. They don't want you to know about it because it might give the rest of the slaves uppity ideas. But the idea is that they'll send out their legions of enforcers to basically destroy the lives of anybody who dares question the legality and legitimacy of the high taxation. In fact, the government has this list of 74 types of Americans that should be considered terror suspects, and people who question the legality of the income tax and the ratification of the 16th Amendment are on that list.
Like you said, the Declaration of Independence, they're considering that terrorists now. So, you know, freedom and what America used to be, or what it used to represent, I guess it's now all terrorism. I mean, I guess you can say that we are a terrorist state compared to other nations. So,
well, the U.S. is certainly carrying out acts of terror not only against the American people, but certainly against the rest of the world.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michael. Thanks a lot, Michael. I appreciate everything you do.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I remember a few years back, we got a copy of this pamphlet published by the FBI and distributed to civilian police departments that basically said anybody quoting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights needed to be reported to the government as a potential terror suspect. That's how afraid they are of you. Now, getting over to the economy, there's an article over in the Daily Gains Letter looking at the NASDAQ performance and how it's been a little bit worse than the regular than the other two markets out there, and basically saying that it seems to be indicating from a technical analysis that there may be a bear event on the way, and the issue is whether, you know, the index is going to be able to hold back above 4,000, because it was down three times and now it's back up. It is above 4,000 at the moment, but the concern is that if it goes below 4,000 again, there's probably going to be a major sell-off by the small investors. We know the big investors and the high-frequency traders are going to go on playing whatever games they can to keep that market up, because when there is a major correction to the stock market, and it is already overdue, a lot of Wall Street firms are going to be instantly insolvent because they've been buying stocks like crazy to keep that market propped up. And those stock issues are now on their balance sheets. And if there is a market correction, they're going to be instantly insolvent. They may already be in some cases, and it's the government's just concealing it from you, the American people. Story over at Zero Hedge. New home sales collapsed to 8-month lows. And there was a bit of a surge, and the builders were out there building new homes. And there were originally some buyers, but it's not there. People don't trust that they're going to have the money to meet the mortgage payments, especially if they're looking at adjustable rate mortgages. They remember what happened back in 2008. And these builders who are building new homes may all of a sudden find themselves sitting on a bunch of unsold inventory that they're either going to have to maintain or allow to rot away. Meanwhile, of course, Wall Street's opinion is that the slowdown in new home sales has nothing to do with the strength of the economy. You know, oh, it was just because we've had, you know, it's the snow all over the country. People didn't want to go out in the snow and look at new homes here. I'm sure Al Gore's out there saying, no, there wasn't any snow. It was just white, lumpy rain here. 16 more major retailers are closing thousands of stores. Staples, Radio Shack, Albertsons, Abercrombie & Fitch, Barnes & Noble's, JCPenney, Toys R Us is closing 100 stores. Sweet Bay Supermarket, Lohmann's chain of discount clothing stores in New York, Quiznos, Sbarro, Ruby Tuesday. I like that place. Red Lobster is closing an undisclosed number of stores, but they're selling them off. Darden Restaurants, the parent organization, is saying they have to liquidate them. Ralph's, they're going to close 15 supermarkets in Southern California within the next 2 months. Safeway closed 72 of their Dominick's grocery stores in Chicago. Now, the U.S. government is telling you that the economy is recovering and everything is fine, but all you need to do is look at retail. And you're going to see something very different. Remember, before this whole mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, consumer spending accounted for 60% of the U.S. economy. And when you go down to shopping malls, you see all these vacancies. We've got a strip mall down here at the bottom of the hill. It is completely vacant and just chained over. They're not even trying to put stores in there. Now, there's an interesting article over at ETF Daily News. Now, hopefully by now you got the most recent episode of America's Book of Secrets, The Gold Conspiracy, which is talking about all the revelations that the gold paper trade is way over leveraged, somewhere between 33 and 100, depending upon who you're talking to, how the gold that other nations think they have safely stored at the New York Federal Reserve may not be there. Now, this article over at ETF Daily News is saying the same thing has been going on with silver. That they've been running a fractional reserve scam on silver bullion. That they have sold far more paper contracts for silver than they have silver to deliver on. So they've been playing with all these metals, probably palladium and platinum and all the other investment metals as well. All right, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Tommy in Texas. Aloha, Tommy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, Mike, I love it when you're right. I just really love what you write and when things that you say. But, you know, also, I kind of hate it when you're wrong. Wait, you haven't been yet. But anyway.
Okay.
I'm out here. Some of the radio stations out here, and you are absolutely right. As soon as it starts to warm up, they started talking about climate change. I listen to some of the African American black stations. I call them the distraction stations. And I think her name was Kathy Hughes. And you know, it's like I'm here in the Dallas area, and I listen to about maybe four different ones. And she comes on every one of them, talks about how we need to get back, and talking about carbon footprints and things like that. I'm just like, man, Mike, he just hit it right on the head. I just knew it was coming, and there they are. I guess she got her little marching orders starting talking about.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of money's been invested in this, a lot of political capital's invested in this, now that the last of the ice and snow from another record-setting winter is finally starting to melt away, although the ski resorts up in Minnesota are going to be open into next month. They're back here pushing global warming, global warming, global warming. Tommy, we got to take a break for commercials. We're going to let you go here, and we will be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What
will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, and they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And gee, I hate being right all the time. We are just getting word that Israel has indeed carried out an airstrike in Gaza that has injured 7 Palestinians, including 2 children. Got to be a manly man to start dropping bombs on little tiny kids. Apparently, the airstrike targeted a motorcycle and injured a bunch of bystanders. And this is just Israel throwing its usual tantrums. Now then, another article coming out of the internationalman.com, and it's talking about capital controls. Now, in theory, we don't have them here in the United States just yet. But this article is talking about how history has shown every nation that gets into a severe financial mess, they move to take more and more control over all facets of the people's lives, including how and where they move their money. And other countries that have gotten into this mess, sooner or later, they enact capital controls. In other words, you will have lost your freedom to decide where the money you worked for and earned and saved is to go. And I think one of the warning signs we need to be looking at is how this idea of bank bail-ins, keeping the banks alive by looting the savings accounts, is becoming standard practice around the world. Now remember, the law in the United States was changed a while back to redefine holders of savings accounts as unsecured investors in the bank. So that if the bank gets into trouble, you as an unsecured investor must bear part of the losses. Good reason to get your money out of a savings account. I mean, we're already hearing the European Central Bank is talking negative interest rates. We've been hearing that coming out of the Federal Reserve, where it costs you money to keep your money in a savings account. And on top of that, there's the risk that they may just shave off half of it. You should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. You should have the rest at home under your own control. Some of it is cash, some of it is physical silver and gold. You can go to the Republic Trading Group. They've got ads at the Republic Broadcasting website and my website. They'll take care of you. Or you might even want to trade some of it in on other foreign currencies that are trending up against the U.S. dollar. But if you leave it in the bank, you are a sucker. You are set up to be plundered and looted. Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We're at that phase right now. Ask Clive and Bundy. Now, there's a former Bank of America senior vice president who was found guilty of bond bid rigging, and for some strange reason, he's not going to go to jail. Wow. He pled guilty in 2010 to three counts of wire fraud, conspiracy, and conspiracy to retain trade. And he's gotten a fine of just $300. $300. If you walk into a convenience store and hold it up for $300, you are going to prison for 5 years. We really are an oligarchy. People with enough money, they can do whatever they want. They get a wrist slap. This guy was defrauding people all over the financial system. $300 fine. Now, you've probably seen it on the corporate media today, this recent Supreme Court ruling that allow the police to conduct searches based on anonymous tips. Now, I'd like to remind everybody that under the Fourth Amendment, it says clearly, no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation. Now, an anonymous tip is not oath or affirmation because you don't know who is making the claim. And Justice Scalia, of course, dissented in the decision rather scathingly, and he's absolutely right. This is a freedom-destroying cocktail. This is a direct attack by the Supreme Court on that Fourth Amendment. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're already seeing it where anonymous callers are, you know, they're calling it swatting, where they'll call the police and say, oh, there's gunshots coming from the next house. The SWAT team comes out, kicks down the door. Nothing was going on. It's a prank. It's a hoax. And with this latest Supreme Court madness, we're going to see anonymous tips against, oh, who do I not like today? Oh, I don't like this lady at the library. She was rude to me. I'm going to send an anonymous tip in that she's growing marijuana in her garage. And with this decision, the United States Supreme Court, like pretty much the rest of the government, is off that constitutional map. Now remember, under Marbury versus Madison, laws repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. So I don't care what the Supreme Court has said. We know it is wrong for the police to search your home or your car based on an anonymous tip. That's not evidence of wrongdoing. And we have seen way too many innocent Americans murdered during these no-knock raids, often to the wrong address. It's a campaign of terror committed by the U.S. federal government against you, the American people, to keep you in your place, to keep you silent, to keep you trembling in your home and hope that they will just pass you by. Now, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has now classified prepping as suspicious activity. If you are a prepper, you're suspicious. Boy, you Mormons are, you know, your doors are going to get kicked down any day now. But apparently prepping is suspicious activity. Now, I remember when I was younger, having emergency supplies on hand, that was a good thing. Going all the way back to the Cold War, yes, the Russians could attack. You should have food and water and batteries and a radio. Whether you call it Russian attack kit or a hurricane kit or an earthquake kit like we had in Southern California or the tsunami kit, which is what we call our kit since we moved from Southern California here to Hawaii. The Department of Homeland Security is now considering that if you are prepping, if you are building up stockpiles of water and medical supplies and food, that that is suspicious and grounds for snooping and spying on you. Who knows what you're up to with that bag of rice? It's amazing. As I was talking about before, based on official U.S. government documents, there are now 72 types of Americans that are considered potential terrorists. Are you conservative, a libertarian, a Christian, a gun owner? Are you opposed to abortion, globalism, illegal immigration, the United Nations, New World Order? Do you believe in conspiracy theories? Do you think we're living in the end times? You're all potential terrorists. Actually, that wide a net, these 72 types, covers pretty much the entire American population. So the White House has just issued a new executive order. Due to budgetary restrictions, Americans are now required to waterboard themselves to save the government the time and the money, you know, to treat you as you so richly deserve, because you are now all, in the eyes of the U.S. government, potential terrorists. Another scandal that's breaking, and this was reported over at Russia Today, the FBI apparently has been using the no-fly list as a tool to try and force Muslim travelers to become U.S. government informants. In other words, Muslims traveling to and from the United States, all of a sudden they're on the no-fly list. And the FBI approaches them and says, we'll take you off the no-fly list if you'll be an informant for us. We'll give you citizenship. We'll pay you if you're an informant. Which raises the possibility that how the Tsarnaev brothers got into the United States of America was by agreeing to be FBI informants, because we know the FBI was hovering around them long before the Boston bombing. They may have been set up by the FBI to be the patsies in that false flag. In fact, that's, you know, the prime assumption at this point. Now, another Supreme Court dictum that's coming down, they're looking at this law in Ohio that basically would police political speeches for outright lies during campaigns. And the Supreme Court seems to be leaning toward this idea that politicians are allowed to lie and it is protected speech under the First Amendment, and any attempt to call them on that lies is a violation of their First Amendment rights. So during campaigns, politicians can say whatever they want. You're not allowed to stand up and say, I know you are lying, or you're violating their constitutional rights. Going to take a break for the top of the hour. We will be back with author Dahlia May Lachlan after these words from our sponsors.